This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Shay in Southfield. Shay says, in December, my boyfriend said he needed a break after he had a major health scare. And instead of letting me be there for him, he chose space. I gave him space. And I spent the New Year's Eve with an ex. Does he have the right to be mad at me?
God. Wow.
Hey, he needed space. Mm. What's the girl to do?
He needed space. And you spent New Year's Eve with an ex. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you took that. See, Junior, that's a prime example.
Right there.
See, he expressed himself and said he needed space. Now, guess what? You see what did happen? It's a trap question. So if you need space, then I need more space. See, it's all a trap, dog. Don't ever fall for that. Does he have a right to be mad? Yeah, he got a right to be mad because he asked for space. He didn't ask y'all to start dating other people. And I don't know what his little health scare was, but, you know, you gave him space. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New Year's
Eve. All right. Dropped on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, she can't.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
All right. Yeah, moving on to Jeremy and
kissed.
Jeremy and Charlotte. Jeremy says, my wife and I met at work and used to have sex in her car when we first met. She wants to be a socialite really bad now, and the sweet things that I've always done for her aren't good enough now. Would I be wrong to give her a reality check?
Well, bro, I don't understand what you're saying, because the sweet things you used to do for her, the only thing you told us was y'all had sex in the car. Mm-hmm. Now, she wants to be a socialite, but you still won't have sex in the car with her. Yo, so what are you saying, bro?
That's y'all, what he said, though, right?
Y'all drive down to the socialite ball before you go in. You want to knock it out in the car right quick before you go in? She don't want to do that. I don't really know what you're saying, bro, because it don't. I don't. You
crazy.
Didn't give us no example of all the kind little things you've done for her. You made one statement. We used to have sex in the car before we got married. Now we're married. She want to be a socialite. Now she don't want to do. She don't appreciate the little things I've done for her. So I'm just assuming she done took sex in the car off the table. I'm just assuming. Now she bougie now.
Right. Ooh, she brand new. She Hollywood.
Oh, now you don't want to get rolled over in the car no more. Oh, okay. Oh, you acting brand new now.
Right.
Okay. I'll be.
All right. Well,
that didn't sound right, bro. Next, what's yours?
Moving on to Marley and the DMV. Marley writes, my husband stayed out all night Saturday night, and he said he was in a casino and lost track of time. I tried to go off on him, and he turned it around on me, saying I should have called and checked on him. Does he have a valid point, or is this a cover-up?
Absolutely, he has a valid point. Absolutely.
Oh, really?
First of all, there are no clocks in the casino. Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got a phone.
You can lose track of time in a casino. I have done it many times.
And didn't call.
Call for what?
To say you're okay.
Yeah.
Checking.
You should have called and checked on me. Wasn't no missed call. You waiting on me to call. I'm gambling. I'm trying to change your circumstance in this time. I'm out here trying to crack the bank. And you sitting up in here dogging me because I'm out here trying to handle business and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, he has a valid point. And you know what? If you're not going to check on him, you can't expect him to call. And he was in a casino and he lost track of time. That sounds very, very valid to me.
Awesome. Mm.
Okay. Plus, you have no proof of anything else happening. All you know is your little mind and playing tricks on you.
Here we go. Last one, Steve. This is from Trina in Phoenix. Trina says, I met a man online 8 months ago, and he's tired of our long-distance relationship. I suggested he move to Phoenix, and he said there aren't enough black people here. That's a dumb excuse to me. But why hasn't he asked me to move to Atlanta?
Well, you got two things working here. He is absolutely correct that he not coming out to Phoenix because there ain't enough black people out there. That's one of the major reasons I'm not going to ever move to Phoenix. And I'm not going to a state that fights against a day off, a holiday. That's racism at a whole nother level. So he has a valid point. There are not enough black people in Phoenix. And the reason you ain't coming to Atlanta is because there's too many black people in Atlanta. And
he not...
What he don't need is one more y'all in Atlanta. He fooling Atlanta, boy. Let me tell you something. He online dating too, girl. I told him to come to Phoenix. He tired of the relationship, but now he said, see, lady, guess what? You're not listening to what he said. He said he tired of the long-distance relationship. He didn't say he wanted to close the gap. All he told you was he tired of the long-distance relationship. You suggested he move to Phoenix. He said, ain't no black people out there. Now, you want to know why he ain't asked you to move to Atlanta? Because he tired of the long-distance relationship. And guess who the relationship with? You. See, why y'all don't read the whole message?
That's a long...
The reason he not asking you to come to Atlanta, because he tired of the long-distance relationship. Yes. That's a way of saying, I'm tired of you.
I'm tired of you. Yeah.
Just a nice way of saying it. Is that what it is?
Right. You know, me and we avoid, you know, how we really
feel. Trying to be the bad guy.
Right. Junior, pay attention
to
this.
Except for me.
I know, Junior. Pay attention to this.
All right.
Pay attention. See how he did it? I'm tired of this long-distance relationship. Why don't you move the fingers? Ain't enough black people. Well, okay then.
All right. Well, thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.